Arlen, as you and I were just chatting, I asked, is this a post-election hangover or a combination of a variety of different things? And you brought up a really good point. I mean, the yield numbers are coming in, so we're getting a little heavy on the corn and the beans, and then the dollar, obviously, a part of that factor.
Yeah, exactly right. We're basically where we expected to be about 3 weeks ago. With the harvest getting far enough along, we're filling up the storage across the Midwest. The supplies of corn and soybeans are coming to town, particularly for eastern Midwest processors, because this has been a soybean story all along, soy meal, soybean story, but we're increasing the supply. So this market started to tip over at the end of last week, and we've seen follow-through selling this week. But then when the dollar surged higher post-election, global investors seeing the election results being more of a pro-business format, which would favor the dollar, well, then the money really amplified, the money started flowing out of the commodity sector, amplifying the weakness that was in corn and soybean and wheat prices anyway. Now, as the dollar has come back in profit taking off of its highs, we've seen the commodities come off their lows. So it's a combination of fundamental factors, but is being influenced by the movement in the dollar.
We're hearing, of course, of some private ag firms, too, that are projecting even bigger crops than what we saw coming from the USDA.
Absolutely, and I think one of the most notable ones is F.C. Stone calling for a corn crop over 178 bushels per acre, soybeans over 48 bushels per acre. Over the years, I've noticed that their methodology has been generally fairly good at identifying trends, and in this case, their numbers, and those are final estimates, not what they expect out of the November USDA report come Monday, that are pretty close to where we're at as well, based on the data that we get from our clients across 13 states of the Midwest. So we're generally expecting big crops to get bigger, and that comes in Monday's crop report. I think USDA will continue to be relatively conservative in making the adjustment in this report. And then as it measures all the available supplies for its quarterly stocks report, I think that's when we'll get the bigger increase come the January report. And I think at that point, then maybe the market can go ahead and confirm a bottom.
We've heard so much talk, and you and I haven't really talked a lot about rail issues, but, you know, I've heard of a lot of issues to the north about not being able to get grain moving. We're seeing it here in Nebraska, where grains had to be piled as they wait for the locomotives to come available. Add to that, it's got to get cold, which means pretty soon we're going to see some less barge travel, shall we say, on the Mississippi?
Yeah, exactly right. In fact, the Commodity Weather Group this morning is warning that next week's surge of cold air dropping down into the plains and Midwest, which, by the way, will probably drop about 50% of the plains hard red winter wheat crop into dormancy. But that cold may persist long enough to start beginning to create icing problems in the northern river system. Now, that's not unusual to see that happen by the end of November, which is when we could start seeing the problems in the northwest Midwest, but it would be 2 to 3 weeks early for parts of Iowa and Illinois. So that's a real concern for moving this big crop down the river. It could be a problem. Now, you mentioned the rail. Obviously, the plains of western Midwest, we'd like to rail much of the corn and soybeans west of the Pacific Northwest, or in the absence of river transportation, rail it to the south and the east. And rail does continue to be a problem. We have seen some encouraging signs, but as you said, locomotives is a problem, and one of the two major locomotive makers is said to be 2 years out in being able to start delivering locomotives because of EPA type of emissions regulations that they're trying to meet. So it looks like this rail problem is going to be with us for quite some time, and of course, that's negative for basis.